This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. As fireworks and barbecues continue through the official 4th of July holiday tomorrow, thousands of immigrants to this country will become citizens, many in special Independence Day-themed ceremonies. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says more than 5,500 people will take the oath of citizenship between June 30th and July 7th this year. That's just a slice of the roughly 9 million people who are eligible to become U.S. citizens, meaning they're over 18 and have been in the country for long enough to qualify. But taking that final step comes with a price tag that can be hard for some to pay. Marketplace's Elizabeth Troval has this story from Houston.
Sitting at her kitchen table in Baytown, Texas, near Houston, Jessica Mejia pulls out her smartphone and plays me a YouTube video.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence?
Mejia is preparing to take the citizenship test.
Thomas Jefferson.
Like many others, Mejia's long path to becoming a citizen started with tragedy. Her brother was murdered in Colombia, which has a history of armed conflict. She and her mom fled 11 years ago. Once in the U.S., she married and got a green card through her husband. She and her mom are in the naturalization process, which includes filling out a 20-page form called the N-400, which is not cheap.
It's a $725 fee for just one individual, and that's just for the cost of the application.
Brenda Loya is COO of Blue Hub Capital, a nonprofit that helps people finance citizenship application fees at 1% interest. She says many people are dissuaded by that $725 fee, which, by the way, has nearly tripled over the past 20 years and is going up again soon.
Families make choices on where they spend their money. And if times are tight, it's possible that, you know, they won't take the step. And so by providing this loan, families don't have to make that choice.
Mejia and her mom are borrowing from Blue Hub for their applications, which they'll pay back at around $50 a month each, the cost of, say, going out to eat. Mejia says you don't even feel it. Blue Hub's program has financed roughly 600 loans so far. It's among a patchwork of nonprofits that rely on private donations and federal, state, and local funding. Some places, like New York City, have a robust network that's led to a high number of naturalizations.
The library systems, law schools, you know, legal service providers.
Ghislaine Williams is from the nonprofit Houston Endowment, which is aiming to beef up Houston's support system. It's starting a $1.5 million fund.
To be able to provide stipends to help cover the application fees.
But fees are just one socioeconomic barrier. University of Southern California research shows that those least likely to become citizens tend to be lower income, less educated, and less English speaking. Some may not be able to read or have attended middle or high school, says Mariana Sanchez, a Houston-based advocate.
They came to this country, they start just working, but they never study.
Her organization, Bonding Against Adversity, provides citizenship classes to immigrants of all educational backgrounds and helps low-income immigrants get federal fee waivers. Barring some exceptions, the citizenship test must be in English.
Even if they had 0% of English, we bring them with us. And we have a pre-K class, we have a bilingual one, bilingual two.
An immigrant herself from Ecuador, she loves to look at the faces around her at citizenship ceremonies.
Every time is a reminder that we did it. We succeed, we work hard, and we made it.
As for Jessica Mejia, if all goes well with their interview and she passes her citizenship test, she'll take her oath of allegiance to the United States at a local ceremony and then celebrate.
Con un barbecue, algo bien gringo. Hot dogs.
With an all-American barbecue. And eventually, casting a vote in the next election. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Troval for Marketplace.